The Strawberry Jam, read by Robert McConnell. The Dark Prince.
The strawberry planet was silent as the sun began to sink, and the strawberry queen was all alone to brood and worry and think. She slouched upon her strawberry throne. She held her head in her hand. There was nothing anyone now could do to save her strawberry land. The halls of the castle were empty, with everyone locked in their room. The words that were frozen on their lips were death, destruction, and doom. The terrible name of Frez cut through their souls like ice. It sent a shiver up each spine and gripped each heart in a vice. The mind of the queen was also on Frez, on the dark and deadly prince, and the thought that he was her nephew made her shiver and shudder and wince. After the death of his parents, she had raised him as her own. But he had chosen the path of evil and turned vicious as he'd grown. And now he was master of Hainous Hall on the planet's darker side. And to reach this position of power, he'd stolen, cheated, and lied. For Frez, this was just the beginning, and he'd sell his soul to hell, to finally enslave the strawberry world and the strawberry queen as well. He plotted and planned with Shortcake, his twisted gnome-like friend, on ways and means and strategies to reach his evil end. He'd been training his army of noshers with their insect bodies and claws to devastate the strawberry fields with their razor-like teeth and jaws. When he sent them out at sunset, they'd obey his every command to cut and shred and tear and destroy the wealth of the strawberry land. Without the strawberry harvest, the planet couldn't survive, and the queen would have to surrender to keep her subjects alive. The noshers swept past the castle in a slashing, slicing stream, and they gladly did their dirty work to get their ration of cream. Cream was all they'd ever eaten. It was all they'd ever known. It was all that Frez had fed them since they'd hatched until they'd grown. Cream was all they wanted. It was all the noshers craved. And cream was what Frez used to keep them all enslaved. They had destroyed the castle gardens and the land for miles around. In the place of strawberry fields, there was barren, desolate ground. And this was but a warning of the chilling fate in store. Unless the queen surrendered, her world would be no more. She thought of her loyal subjects who had no safe place to flee. And she thought of her own dear children, young Syllabub and sweet Syllabee. So she wrote a message to Frez with a heavy heart and mind. The strawberry throne was his to have. Her hand trembled as she signed. Frez read this painful message with such foul and fiendish glee, for he loathed and hated the queen and Syllabub and Syllabee. He sent her clear instructions and stressed one terrible thing. He would soon arrive at the castle to be greeted as their king. In exactly 7 days, he'd come to claim his throne, and he expected the greatest welcome a king was ever shown. Helpless, hopeless, despair and dismay swept through the land like waves. The people had but one short week before they all were slaves. There was nothing they could do but accept their terrible fate. They were locked in the grip of evil, and now it was far too late.
Fragola.
It was midnight in the castle. The queen was all alone. Tomorrow Frez would arrive to claim his long-sought throne. As the queen stared into the fire in empty, cold despair, she had the strangest feeling that someone else was there. Out of the flickering shadows slipped a wispy female frame. The queen was so utterly shocked she could barely breathe her name. "Fragola!" she gasped in awe. "Is it possible that it's you? After all these many years, I can't believe it's true. The day my father died, you vanished with no trace. It was rumored you sought solace in a far and distant place." "I sought the wisdom of the wind," was the whispered soft reply. "I've spent these long and lonely years in the shadow of a sigh." "It's because I loved your father that I come to you this night. I cannot see you bow to Frez while there's still a chance to fight." "But it's hopeless," moaned the queen. "There's nothing at all to be done. Our freedom will have vanished with the rays of the rising sun." "There's still a chance," smiled Fragola. "But it's up to you to choose. For if you follow my advice, there isn't a second to lose."
"Please help us," pleaded the queen. "Our fate is in your hand. As the oldest and wisest, can you save our strawberry land?"
"Tell us what you're thinking. We'll do anything you say. But there are only 6 short hours before the break of day." "Drain the moat," ordered Fragola, in a voice of firm command. "Send a messenger to every farm throughout the strawberry land. We need every ounce of cream brought to the castle tonight. We haven't a minute to lose if we want to win this fight." Everyone thought she was crazy. They thought she was raving mad. But they also knew that Fragola was the only hope they had. Finally, just before sunrise, the moat was totally dry, with thousands of cans of cream silhouetted against the sky. "Pour the cream into the moat. There is no time to stop. Empty each and every can. Don't spill a single drop." The moat was finally filled in the rising rays of the sun. "Quick, into the castle," urged Fragola. "This part of the job is done." She ordered everyone present to the top of the castle wall and told them not to be afraid, but stand brave and strong and tall. She gave each a basket of berries and placed it at their feet. "It's a little surprise for Frez," she smiled, "when he and I finally meet." Just then someone cried aloud, "This seems like a terrible dream. You've given us some strawberries and filled a moat with cream. You promised you could save us. But this is just absurd. It's the absolutely craziest plan that we've ever heard." "We never should have listened. You've surely lost your mind. To ever have believed you, we must be really blind." But suddenly panic gripped their hearts. Their words froze on their lips. They were seized with total terror from toes to fingertips. For marching toward the castle, the picture of pomp and pride was the dark and deadly Frez with Shortcake by his side. And marching right behind, on their hideous crunching claws, was the gruesome army of noshers flashing their razor jaws.
strawberries.
Frez stopped right at the moat and glared up at the Strawberry Queen. "Lower the drawbridge," she hissed, in a voice that was vicious and mean.
"Do as he says," whispered Fragola. "Obey his every command. We have to make him believe he's the lord of the Strawberry Land."
"Lower the drawbridge," ordered the queen, a smile frozen on her face.
"Our new king's throne is waiting," she added with elegant grace.
Frez sauntered onto the drawbridge with Shortcake by his side. "Open the gate and let me in. This castle is mine," he cried.
As the queen was about to obey, with a heart devoid of hope, Fragola pulled a knife from her sleeve and cut the drawbridge rope.
Frez and Little Shortcake plunged straight into the cream. And when they hit that liquid, they both began to scream.
"Help us! Save us! We can't swim!" They thrashed and churned about. They yelled to their army of noshers to hurry and get them out. They flailed their arms so wildly, they twisted, turned, and flipped, that when the noshers pulled them out, all the cream was whipped. They were totally covered in cream, from each toe right to their head, and forgot in their angry fury that the noshers hadn't been fed.
"Get this off us!" Frez bellowed, his hands upon his hips, and the noshers sprang into action as they licked their hungry lips. They went into a frantic frenzy over Frez and Shortcake dipped, for though they had cream every day, they'd never had it whipped. It was at that very moment, as up to the tower she ran, that Fragola put into action the last part of her plan. "It's strawberry time!" she shouted, and to show what she had in mind, she dumped a basket on Frez and his friend of the juiciest she could find. Everyone soon was doing the same, though it all seemed quite insane. And on Frez and Creamy Shortcake, the strawberries fell like rain. When the noshers tasted the berries, with all the cream on top, they went totally berserk and simply couldn't stop. They devoured every berry, on Frez and Shortcake too. They gobbled up the cream and even part of a shoe. And when they'd eaten the berries and there simply were no more, it looked like Frez and Shortcake had just been through a war. They were bowed and battered and bruised, and their clothing was in shreds. They looked absolutely miserable from their toes right to their heads.
"Attack the castle," Frez commanded. "Destroy everyone inside. How dare they do this to their king? I'll kill them all," he cried.
But the noshers didn't listen to this furious, wild command. Their eyes were fixed on Fragola and the basket in her hand. She spoke from the top of the tower with strawberries in her hair, and every nosher stared in awe as her words rang through the air. "Leave your evil ways," she said. "Let me make you understand that we all should work together for the good of the Strawberry Land. Frez has taught you to destroy. He's taught you only hate. But there are good things you could do. I know it's not too late. You can use your powerful jaws to work in the strawberry field and cut and prune the delicate plants to double the strawberry yield. The strawberry world will prosper if we'll only help each other, if we think of people as our friends and treat them as a brother. In payment for your services, there'll be a daily nosher treat, gallons and gallons of fresh whipped cream, and all the berries you can eat. In fact," continued Fragola,
as she touched your delicate throat. If you decide to accept my offer, you can start by eating the moat. But first come into the castle, urged Fraggle of the Wise, for if you'd like to join us, there's a very special surprise. The noshers didn't hesitate. Each marched right through the gate, and soon was seated in a hall, behind a gleaming plate. Syllabub and Syllabee, with Fragola and the Queen, served the noshers endless portions of berries and whipped cream. Meanwhile, Frez and Shortcake, tattered, bruised, and broken, hobbled off into the distance, and not a word was spoken. But in their silent fury, now that they didn't win, each one was blaming the other for the sorry mess they were in. The Strawberry Planet prospered, as it never had before. The noshers honed their gardening skills and loved each and every chore. Fraggola stayed at the castle as closest counselor to the queen, and as the wisest lady in the land, her power was felt, but seldom seen. Young Syllabub and sweet Syllabee grew straight and fair and tall, and helped with the strawberry harvest when summer turned to fall. And what of Frez and Shortcake? What happened to those two? I've heard some funny stories, and I'm assuming that they're true. It seems they returned to Haynes Hall, which has fallen into ruin, and they tend a miserable strawberry patch by the light of the summer moon. And they've never forgiven each other for their pitiful, horrible state. They loathe everything around them, and their hearts are filled with hate. Their dream is to conquer the strawberry world, but neither can do it alone. And so they have a little problem that's no one's fault but their own. They're both so viciously stubborn, if you believe what people say, they haven't spoken a word to each other right up to this very day. It's hate that divides and love that unites. It will always be that way. It takes caring and sharing and giving to turn darkness into day.